Well, I mean his burst, I mean his ability to make the first person miss, he's got that. You know, the same thing that Devin Hester had. The thing that we need to work on with him right now is his catching and his ball reads. You'll see him in practice occasionally. You have to run late to make a catch, and it's just a matter of him seeing the ball where it's going to be and have the ball chase him and him not chase the ball.
I mean, obviously, you've had him out there shagging kickoffs as well.
Yeah.
Is he a serious part of that mix as well?
Oh, yeah, certainly. Yeah, I mean, there might be a situation where you might have Nile and him in the game at the same time. So, and then, you know, have a special return design specifically for DeAnthony. So he can do a lot of different things that Nile can't. Nile's more of a power, speed, straight ahead. Kind of fits our scheme mainly, but you can also do other things with DeAnthony.
But now, Nile Davis is your number one guy.
Oh, yeah, no question. Yeah, we love him right now, and he's looking good. He's catching the ball well and confidence, and he wants to be great.
What about Frankie Hammond and Kyle Williams in that mix? I mean, what's your conference level with those guys if you need him?
It's a good thing that we have, and there's another guy too, number eight, Wilson. I mean, he's really shown us a lot of good things too. It's a good thing to have a lot of guys to create competition, and guys. I mean, you get banged up, especially in the preseason. You get banged up, so you're gonna have to have guys to go to, and you never know when a star is gonna come out. And we think we got enough guys in our crew here that one of them is gonna come out of it.
Dave, is there a big difference between seeing guys out of pads and now in pads for a couple
of years? Oh, yeah. Yeah, no question.
Yeah,
for me, we did a drill yesterday called a star drill where we kind of go – it's a kind of a one-on-one, kind of an Oklahoma drill. And that tells you a lot about, you know, coverage and the ability to block a guy in space. You can't get that without having pads on. You have to have pads to be able to see what kind of toughness guys have and being able to shift their weight from one side to the other and how they're going to take on blocks. All those things are important for us on special teams.
Can you give me a couple of guys that really caught your attention today then in pads?
Today in pads? I mean, I like the way, I guess we just got done the period was Wilson. I mean, Wilson looked really good as a punt returner. He caught it, a great burst. You know, he runs hard, catching the ball effortlessly, you know, as far as a punt goes. I mean, that's a hard thing to do when you have a punt team covering down on you. That was really the first time we've done that today.
You got a kicker, looks like, in here to push Suck up. What can you tell us about him?
Every year we try to bring at least one, you know, whether it's a punter, a long snapper, or a kicker. Every year we try to bring a guy in high caliber to push, you know, the guys that are here. And we certainly have one with Cairo. I think he's an NFL caliber kicker. I think he's going to be in the NFL, whether it's on our team or another team. So the competition is real. And we're excited about Cairo and what he's able to bring.
Last one, TJ.
With Nile Davis, he's still fairly raw with this. It's the first time he's ever returned kicks in the games last year.
Right.
What does he still need to work on? I know that, you know, running as he's catching the ball was kind of a big thing for him last year. What's he still need to do?
Well, he continues to need to work on the things that he was weak at last year, but he got valuable experience, game experience last year. He got better and better and more confident as the year went on. So he finished the year at a high level, and we expect him to take it from that level. And then going forward, he's going to get even better. So we're – he's ready to roll. He can't wait to get in the game.